new toys!
Yeah! Buzz Lightyear, at your service.
Welcome to Sunnyside, folks.
Toy Story 3 is the blockbuster hit of the summer, and so deservedly. When I saw it, I laughed, not just chuckled, several times, and at the end of the movie, I had to take off my 3D glasses to wipe away the tears. Well, a listener named Bob Brasek told us his own real-life Toy Story. He grew up in a small town in Massachusetts where his family owned a casket factory. As a kid in the workshop, he learned how to make all kinds of things by hand, including toys. Now he's a successful sculptor, but he's never outgrown his first love.
I was fascinated with mechanical toys, and I remember one in particular. I was visiting a cousin, and he had this marvelous tin lithograph roller coaster. And I remember seeing it, and I was just absolutely captivated by it. It was just the most marvelous thing I'd ever seen because there was a mystery about it. The car would disappear into a little tunnel and it would whip out and zip around. And I went back about a week later. I was just passionate about this toy. It just had wonder. And it was gone. And it was gone. And his mother said, oh, no. And we threw it out. It was broken. And I thought, oh, my God, you know. And it wasn't just that I was in love with this toy. I resented my cousin for owning it. I envied him and I resented him because he didn't take care of it. And if I had owned this toy, I would have treasured this toy. There were virtually no role models in the town where I grew up, a small mill town in Massachusetts. And my parents, there were still movie theaters in town. It was one winter night. It was cold. And I remember walking into the theater lobby. It was warm. And we walked in and sat down and Pinocchio came on. The beginning of it, of course, is Jiminy Cricket is out in a storm and he sneaks under a door where he can see some light.
The only sign of life was a lighted window in the shop of a woodcarver named Geppetto.
And he goes into Geppetto's toy shop. And this character of this Geppetto.
Just a little more paint and he's all finished.
A kindly old gentleman who loved children and was gentle-hearted and made these wonderful, marvelous toys. Just really struck me. I thought, you know, that's something to be. I worked as a sculptor for 25 years. I did many pieces. I won medals at the National Academy and loved it very, very much. But in the long run, it was kind of lonely. All through that time, I kept my hand in woodworking and I made toys for friends when they had babies. And inevitably people would say, oh, you should do this for a living. There's just nothing that beats giving a toy to a child. It's just a wonderful kind of communication. So I started a company named RB Kinetic Toys, and I do everything at the company. And my little joke is that, you know, toys are me. One of the toys that I liked the best was it's a balancing figure, and it's really quite wonderful in the sense that it sits rather quietly, and most people approach it as if it were static, and then you just nudge it, and it bobs, and it moves. Another one was, it was back when Canal Street had hardware stores on it, and some guy had these little vibrating motors, and all of a sudden I went, oh, I could put a figure on the end of that thing, and then rig it up with a battery so that the figure would dance. And inevitably, when I leave it around and someone discovers how it works, they smile. Recently, my mother passed away, and we were cleaning out the house, and I picked up one of the kitchen chairs and turned it over to stack it on another chair, and I looked at the bottom of it, and on the bottom of this chair was in a Crayola crayon drawing of this roller coaster. That little tin roller coaster. I mean, I just have to close my eyes and I'm right there. Recalling it just puts me directly in touch with that childhood experience, which was really quite passionate, as a child can be passionate, you know, with no boundaries. And that's what toys do for me.
Bob Brasek is a sculptor, and our story was produced by Aaron Calabria.